This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, the Zika. Zika Cabana. We rename it the Zika Cabana?
Zika do that? Cabana, that would be appropriate.
It would be, but it wouldn't be because there's no Zika. Where's the Zika? They threw
an
Olympic party in Rio.
Just want to tell you how nice it is to finally hear Barry Manilow back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I never opposed having Barry Manilow back on the show, but you would oppose
Neil
Diamond being on the show.
I've always favored you and given you your Neil Diamond when you've wanted it.
My Neil Diamond and your Barry Manilow. Come on, why can't we all just get along?
Well, it's appropriate, though. Finally,
it is.
There's a reason to use Barry Manilow on the show.
It's true. Well, why don't you tell everybody the reason that we opened with Barry Manilow today on the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Well, if you've been watching the beach volleyball, they've got a stadium that is right there on the water at a beach area in Brazil called Copacabana.
There you go. And
there
it was appropriate.
Go. Now, it's not just because I like beach volleyball, though.
No, it's because you like Barry Manilow.
Well, I do like Barry Manilow, who's still alive and kicking, too.
Yes.
The reason, if you listen to the music there was something that was inserted there. And if you remember, I think it was a day or two ago, we were talking about how the people in Brazil that are there at the matches, it started off in a soccer match, and it's kind of bled over into the volleyball matches. They're in the stands taunting the U.S. athletes by saying, "Zika!" And that's what you heard. It may have been hard to hear. We've got actually a clip of the people. I finally was able to isolate it. Brazilians taunting the U.S. athletes.
And I'm just going to say, Brazilians, you got to do a better job at it. But just you go listen to this and how they're taunting the U.S. volleyball players with Zika. I'm like, oh, hooray, it's a Zika party. I mean, that sounds so much revelry. It's like Zika, like Opa.
Right.
It's a Greek. If it was in Greece, it'd be Opa, it's Zika. It's like, no. If you're going to intimidate somebody, you got to, you do Zika, really scary and kind of non-melodic. And they didn't pull that off very well. It sounded party-like. Maybe that's just the nature of Brazilians.
They're just having too much fun. They can't taunt correctly. They can't do it like the French do, right?
Yeah, I fart in your general direction,
right.
You son of a silly person. All right, well, folks, here we go. Olympic, they're still going on. I don't know if we have any specific Olympic. Actually, we do have an Olympic update related to cannabis in just a little while. We'll bring that up. What is this? The Zika thing, it really didn't show up at the Olympics. They're saying, the weather's too cold. It's like somebody's disappointed. But they're playing it up big time in Miami. I mean, so big that they're just going to spray everybody there in whatever that square mile zone is. And now you had Hillary Clinton down there today, I believe, talking up Zika and saying, you know what, I want Congress to go back into session to get that $1.8 billion that Obama wants for Zika. Free it up. And Hillary went one step further. She says, you know, I didn't really know about this until Chelsea told me. My daughter Chelsea. And I'm thinking Chelsea is as dunderheaded in the big pharma as you, Hillary. For her calling out that we need more money for, you know, spraying pesticides, by the way, which is the real cause. Larvicides, the real cause of microcephaly. And they're going to just basically self-fulfill the prophecy of Zika-inspired microcephaly by poisoning the population in Miami and elsewhere where they're going to rely upon spraying. And we have a story here just to play it out, you know, that they want to, you know, make sure you know how scary this thing is. Harris County, is that in Pennsylvania? Or no, it's in Texas. Harris County in Texas. The headline's reading that an infant dies in first Zika-related death there. Okay, so let's explore below the headline, because you know most of the time the article doesn't really support what the headline says. It's a major scream. Zika killed an infant in Texas. Is it true? Now, this woman was in Latin America during her pregnancy. Again, another area where we know they were being sprayed heavily or larvicided heavily in the water supply. That's where they claim she was infected with Zika. And the baby, they say, acquired the infection in the womb. And they say they even tested the baby to say, yep, we found Zika. And so they're classified as travel-related cases, and there are no other additional associated risks in Texas, according to this article. And so this baby is born with microcephaly, and the baby dies, tragically. And then they say it was caused by the Zika virus. Now, when we look at the numbers out there on Zika, once again, this is a very important thing to look at, because Americans, evidently, despite my fears of them buying into the Zika myth, they're not really worried about it, according to a recent poll. They're saying it's, you know, all of the coverage is still not spiking in alarm. 65% of Americans say they are not too or not at all worried about being infected with Zika or having an immediate family member come home or become infected, which has hardly changed from 67%. So it's like crept 2% downward toward the bad place to be. Just over one-third of the public, according to this, says 35% is at least somewhat worried, though only 12% they are very worried. 12%. And count Hillary and Chelsea Clinton in that mix. They're only worried that they're not going to get enough money from Big Pharma for the election campaign support if they don't come out in support of this. Now, if we look at numbers again, what were the numbers of Zika? You see this in this article. There's a lot of numbers they throw out in Zika. How many, you know, 1,700 cases, whatever. But remember, we pulled the ratio out of those that were confirmed to have any connection to Zika. And it was like 1 in 9. 1 in 9 of the microcephaly cases. Now, if that's the case, then they say 1,700 cases are caused by Zika, when in reality, it's 1/9 of that. That'd be, what, 170, 150? You've got to go back and do basic logic here. Because if 1,700 cases happen and 150 have some kind of relationship that they could say we can detect some sort of Zika here, you've got to go back to the drawing board and say it's only there in 1 out of 9 of them? I don't think we've found the cause. Call Sherlock Holmes and Watson and maybe we can apply some logic to this. But that's not what's happening for those who worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Key to those people include the Democratic Party and Hillary Rodham Clinton. Does she still have that name, Rodham, in between?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. And I'm just, you know, she's been lauded as such a smart woman. And if she's really buying into the virus myth, she's not a smart woman. She's a woman of pharmaceutical convenience. And not one worthy of the presidency, although we recognize that people becoming president are largely puppets for the puppet masters. And in the case of Hillary, it is definitely a pharmaceutical puppet master. There's no other candidate on the stage throughout the entire election campaign, Republicans or Democrats, even before it was winnowed down to just Hillary and Trump. There was nobody that came close to the amount of money that was coming in for Big Pharma. So when she's calling for Congress to come back into session because of Zika, Super Don, you know, when I told this to you, she said that you said this is not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen either. But the point that she's calling for it is news to me, that she's in for a penny, in for a pound on vaccines, pharmaceutical drugs, and you leftists who think that it's the Republicans in the bag for Big Pharma, look in the mirror. And I don't think there are many Hillary supporters out there either. Again, I called this out yesterday for the first time. I went public with my view on this. That I think that the support for Hillary Clinton is largely a fiction. A pharmaceutical fiction, but it's a fiction conjured up by the mainstream media. And if you buy into it long enough, they'll be able to make this election so close that they can tip it with their ability to rig the machines one way, which is toward the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Because say what you will about Donald Trump, he doesn't seem to be in the pocket of globalists, including global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. That would be, again, those that are manufacturing this fake Zika scare to hide from the real cause, which are those other industrial complex companies that produce the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, etc., that the FDA says is okay to spray on us.
Well, and so, it's that same mainstream media fiction that they've been trying to put into effect over months now to get people scared of the Zika. It's that same narrative that, you know, like with the baby that died in Texas.
Well, yeah.
You know,
exactly.
When they put the headlines out there, infant dies in Zika-related death, in reality, there's no proof of that.
No, and every kid born with a birth defect that has a small head, they'll now say it's Zika-related, and they'll get away with it.
And the reason why I believe Congress is not going to come back to pass this is because the trick hasn't worked.
Yeah, you know, 65% of the people.
Is that we're not worried about it, so the politicians aren't going to do anything.
No. Well, though, look at what happened with SB 277 in California. Were the people clamoring for vaccine mandates really? No. And that's why I say the factor is they can buy off these politicians to do things even that people don't want. I'm not saying it's going to happen here with Zika, but I wouldn't be too surprised if it did. All right, we're going to talk about DNA repair. I don't know if we can do anything to help Hillary, but we're going to see who we can help with Ian Clark from Activation Products. Super Don's got another story, not about the Ease Magnesium, because he's still sleeping well, but about the marine phytoplankton. We're going to get to that as well. Also, Michael Phelps, not in trouble for smoking weed this Olympics, nor any other athlete. Why is that? We'll talk about it after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Super Don, did you see that girl swimmer, the breaststroke? She was going up against the Russian, right? And she was like asked about the doping controversy with the Russian athletes, and she was like a teenager, and she's just dissing her. She's not even backing down. It's like, yeah, no, I don't buy into that. And it was a pretty intense race that she won. But the doping things, it's a different kind of doping here that we're going to talk about, because I just heard about this today for the first time, that Olympic athletes will not be disqualified if they have cannabis, evidence of cannabis, THC in their system specifically. I thought that was interesting. It's new information when there was an outrageous, irrational ban on that substance.
It's not exactly a performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah, you think about that. I'm just thinking, but Phelps, of course, one of the top athletes in the history of Olympic sports, utilized it and got kind of busted for it and was suspended from swimming for, 3 months or something way back when.
Right.
But he's still a stud athlete in terms of what he can accomplish on it. But it, when you think of cannabis, and you think specifically of those who smoke it recreationally, I'm just trying to think, what aspect of physical athletic performance is enhanced by it? I'm just scratching my head. I'm not sure what you can gain out of that.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes you very creative.
Okay, so if Phelps was like swimming in different lanes just for fun, but that hasn't happened.
Yeah, it's very popular among artists and musicians and things.
Right.
It does. I mean, it opens up kind of a creative part of your brain. And it also makes cartoons really funny, and it makes you hungry.
Right.
Competitive eating. There you go.
Okay, yeah, there you go. You got one. All right, so if Olympic sport competitive eating was there, cannabis would be considered a performance-enhancing drug. I knew you could come up with something. I couldn't think of it. Unless I don't even know if it's good for video games. Is it good for hand-eye coordination? I don't think so.
I honestly don't know.
Just if you want to see the screen in a different way, but that's not necessarily going to give you a better score to play in video games.
Pretty much makes pretty much everything awesome. So I don't
know. The only thing I could think then in terms of a medicinal value, if you're using cannabis, it would be inflammation reduction.
Sure.
But, they haven't banned aspirin and acetaminophen, Tylenol. And I don't know that they banned Arnica even, which is a great, great remedy homeopathically and herbally topically. I have not heard that Arnica is banned. So there are things, I guess, that you could say in terms of its anti-inflammatory properties that are not bad for them and still aren't considered performance enhancing, even though if you reduce inflammation.
And there are some, and I haven't really spent a lot of time looking into this, but there are some drugs that can speed up recovery, but it's the mechanism, which it aids in the recovery that will determine whether the drug is banned or not. So, I don't know. It's weird. Mm-hmm. They add drugs to the list all the time.
All the time. And most of them you can't pronounce because they're synthetic. But if you're talking about, herbal substances to help you recover, I just don't know. And I remember the controversy with deer velvet antler, right, because it was used to enhance growth hormone. But it wasn't growth hormone. And I've heard some controversies about it being banned, but it's not banned. So I don't know what the latest is on that. But it is also intriguing to me about the cannabis equation, because through all the things we've learned about cannabis from when it was the villainous devil weed to where we now acknowledge it's medicine from God, is the fact that even people that smoke it show little or no evidence of damage to their lungs. That was perhaps the most shocking thing.
It cancels it out, right?
Yeah, something about the way that the components of that plant coming in. I'm not a fan of smoking anything. I don't know that I ever will. It's just kind of not in my nature. But at the same point, I have to acknowledge that if they do an analysis of lung tissue and say, the people that are doing it are not having the same kind of damage as if they're smoking tobacco cigarettes, which we know the commercial made tobacco cigarettes, very little tobacco relative to the hundreds, if not thousands, of other chemical components that are just devastating. To human health and lung health.
Which, with saying that, I mean, it's also important to note that, if you happen to be smoking cannabis, you also want to know where you're getting your cannabis from because, anybody growing, a plant, they can do whatever they want to with it. You can't just take it for granted that they aren't using pesticides and herbicides and stuff on it, too. So there is actually a market out there for organic cannabis for people to consume.
Well, and that's why we like the folks at CB Sciences and their hemp-derived CBD that's available in all 50 states, cbsciences.com, plus cbdoil.com as well. And you, my friends, the listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, can get it at 15% off with the code RSB15. As well, if you want some Ease Magnesium or the Marine Phytoplankton, right, from Activation Products, RSB15 will get you 15% off there as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're getting messages coming in through the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. RobertScottBell.com. Also, 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. 24/7. You can call us when we're live on the air or leave a message when we're off the air. And, of course, you can leave messages anytime at the website for us to get back to eventually. We did get one just now, I want to get to in a moment. But I'm just thinking of all the things. I do want to hear it. I'm hoping to get Ian on. But even if he doesn't, you had the Oceans Alive phytoplankton, and you told me a story, Super Don, just the other day. It was really interesting. You were doing like an experiment, or was it like you stumbled onto it, weren't thinking about it, and then suddenly, whoa, I just noticed something big time.
Yeah, listen, anybody who's been listening to the show for a while knows that I'm like the guinea pig for stuff. I don't live a 100% totally perfect lifestyle. And so I go through ups and downs of the way I feel and stuff, and it's mostly self-inflicted. But over the last little while, I've been dealing with just feeling like, as you have put before, dog squeeze.
You
right?
can say it. You said it. Okay.
Yeah, I had to say it, yes. All right. And yeah. I just get that afternoon thing where it's just like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I could literally go take a nap, right? And there's no reason. I'm not climbing mountains or, you know, it's just I'm just not really taking care of myself as well as I should. So anyway, this actually was yesterday.
Wait a second. Wait. You're not taking care of yourself as well. I just got to give you a warning right now, my friend. Our friend, our activist friend in New York, Sally El Cordy, who we've had on this show a number of times over the years, she just put in a request for you and me to pose for a calendar of real men who will stand up for children, who are willing to speak out about vaccines and other things. So you better get in shape. Hit those steroids
or
something.
That doesn't mean I won't stand up. Well, if I'm tired, I guess I won't. But
yeah, anyway. Okay.
All right. Yeah. I really threw
you off with that one, I know.
We're going to pose for a calendar. Do we have to do it like the fireman calendar with like no shirt on? Or?
I don't have enough information from Sally. We're going to have to ask her about that.
That would
she
be scary. People would not pay for that.
We got to find something that, you know, which is your good side, Super Don?
So anyway, yesterday, I was really feeling like crud, you know, show is going to be on, I'm like not having a whole lot of energy. So I was like, you know what, I got that Ocean's Alive sitting up on the cupboard. And so I went and got a glass of water and honestly, I don't even remember how many squirts you're supposed to put in the water. Whether it's like one or two or something like that. So I put two in there. Maybe I'd like supercharged it, but I dropped 2 dropperfuls of it in there and I drank it. And, it was like literally like, I don't know, maybe half an hour, maybe even less later. Suddenly I was awake. I'm just like, wow, you know, this is kind of weird. I didn't have a Red Bull. I didn't, you know, but my energy level was there. And, I did it again later on in the day. And then, you know, I really had a good result. It just perked me up. It gave me energy. I didn't feel tired. I didn't feel like I wanted to go sit on the couch and be a vegetable, even though the Olympics are on, you know?
Yeah.
And so then this morning, I was like, okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to try this out and test to see how it works. And so the first thing I did, even before the coffee was done, right, ready to go, first thing I did was I did the exact same thing this morning when I got up, right out of bed, got some water, put the Ocean's Alive in it, drank the water. And again, second day in a row now, I have not had that tired, God, I need to take a nap feeling. So something's working here.
Yeah, you know, the coffee beans are crying right now. Super Don, don't leave us.
I did drink the coffee, though. See, I did have the coffee, too.
All right.
But, you know, it's not unusual. For, you know, coffee. And I know this because I'm the coffee guy, right?
Yes. You can drink coffee and go right to sleep. So you don't have that.
A lot of coffee, you build up a tolerance to it. And pretty soon you can drink like 3 cups of coffee and go take a nap.
I don't know. I can't do that. But you can, yes.
I can, you know. Yeah. But just saying, you know, for what it's worth, I did the Ease Magnesium.
Yeah.
Had really great results. No more funky chicken. And now I, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, I got to get the energy level up here because I got to do stuff during the day, got to work, got to get things going. Tired of struggling with it, taking the Ocean's Alive, and I'm having great results with it.
I'm thrilled. Yeah, it's great. Activation products, we have them linked up in the show notes, and there's a little banner in the show notes. Just scroll down, click on it. It'll take you there. RSV15 will get you 15% off any of their products. I believe that's true. Ocean's Live Pure Phytoplankton, 866-271-7595, 866-271-7595. And I believe this is a key supplement in terms of food, because it is food, for DNA repair. You know, the basic elements of life itself are in these kinds of foods. The basis for, you know, life from the ocean, if you will. And there's a story here from Biotechin Asia, .Asia, Epigenetics Guides DNA Repair. Now, that concept is great. I wish more people understood that, which means that there are things within the environment that impact on gene expression, including repair of DNA. So you should or could, I hope that you will, consider that harmful things, toxins in the environment, can cause DNA damage. And I know it's not a controversial thing to say, but still, if you go to an oncologist who says, here's the way we're going to deal with your DNA damage, we're going to give you things that destroy DNA, chemo, radiation. And you, again, the absurdity of it. And of course, Hillary Clinton, I'm sure she's all for it with Hillary Care and Obamacare. Let's give them all the chemo that they can get. But these cells, they know how to repair themselves. You've just got to give the body what it needs and unload or get rid of that which it doesn't. And I read an article like this, and it gets very technical. And that's okay. But I think for the average folks out there reading it, unless you've got a, you know, real science background, it's you're going to glaze over at a certain point. And we like to take it, and I don't call it dumbing it down. I call it, you know, making it common sense. Because, as I said, the people that are the smartest folks in any room are not the ones with PhDs, but they're the ones who know how to grow their own food. They're the ones who know how to detoxify their liver. They're the ones who know how to hydrate properly. And these could be, well, they should be the farmers at the very least. And we should all be farmers of one type or another, even if it's just backyard, side yard, front yard, windowsill. And speaking of that, we actually just got a comment coming in. We just noticed on the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com, from Steve the Thorough. I don't know, Super Don, if you remember
that
Steve the Thorough.
That sounds like royalty, doesn't it?
Yeah, I forget what his nickname was before. But I think I named him that. He'll have to remind me. We came up with that. Somehow we came up with that because it's like his story was so detailed. It was a while back that he laid the story out because he said his sister was only in her 20s and she lost her life to brain cancer. Sister was only 19, a rare muscle cancer a year after that. His brother was diagnosed with colon cancer. He's in remission now, trying to convince him to attend. Oh, this is good. Well, let me go back to the beginning of this. So, hi, RSB, it's Steve the Thorough. It's been far too long since I've sent in one of my wordy questions, because that's why we called him Thorough. But I've still been enjoying your program thoroughly. I just recently learned of the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, and I'm hoping to be in attendance. Was so excited to see that you'll be speaking and moderating. By the way, Super Don is scheduled to be there too, Steve. Not just me. He's the other calendar guy, right? So, I'm sure you're a popular guy and have a pretty busy schedule during the conference, but I wanted to see if you might be interested in grabbing coffee. I could just imagine Super Don grimacing at the mere mention of coffee. He said,
there
yeah.
we go.
And Super Don's there for you. Juice or a bite to eat at some point during the conference. We could eat, listen to this, we could even slam down some organic donuts, provided that we load up on GTF Chromium first. See, there's a guy paying attention. Because if you're going to eat the occasional refined carb, and I'm not saying... well, it'd be better if you didn't, but if you do, like if my kids, you know, sneak the organic junk food, I say you have to take a Chromium with it. So you understand, so you can utilize what's coming into you more efficiently and not be harmed by it as severely. So he says, you're pretty much one of my natural health heroes, and after listening to your show these past couple of years, I feel like we're kindred souls, and it would be so great to hang out with you for a bit. Well, listen, we're going to be there. I think one of the things is, what's so unique about this conference is that you'll be able to connect with your health freedom heroes, because some of my health freedom heroes, a lot of them will be there too, that I'm looking to hang out with. So, Steve, if you're there, yeah, we can get together. It'll be awesome. So, let's see if there's anything else he says about this. Here, by the way, I almost didn't do a garden this year. This is interesting. I almost didn't do a garden this year because I was so miffed by the fact that my old garden was overrun by bugs and weeds. But your challenge to just grow something gave me the little extra push that I needed. I scrapped the old overrun garden and created a container garden on the driveway where there's far fewer bugs and virtually no weeds. And he sent us a photo. Super, I don't know if you can copy this photo or something to put it out to the listeners, but I think Steve the Thorough should be applauded here. He didn't give up. He basically modified it and said, you know what, if the soil is not good enough and I can't rehab it quickly enough to have a good, healthy garden, then you just create your own above ground or in your windowsill or in a container.
Nice. I'm just now looking at the picture. That is a really nice-looking container garden there.
Yeah. One of the nice things about having a mobile garden, he says, is that I can move the cooler weather plants like the collard greens and kale to a primarily shaded area during the summer and then move them out into the sun during the winter, spring, and fall. Hope you have a great day. I'll be looking forward to your show later this afternoon. That's right now, Steve, if you're listening. P.S., the power to heal is yours. Yes, it is. PPS. I sent you this message on Facebook as well, but then realized this is probably a more surefire way to reach you. You are so correct. Steve the Thorough is Steve the Super Smart as well. So, hey, thank you for that message. Totally cool. Totally great to hear from you again. And hope to see you in Dallas.
Do you recognize some of those things that he's grown there?
Now, let me open it up. Whoa. Yeah, he's got some beautiful things there. Let me see. I've got to magnify it here. My little eyes. I think he does. Those collards on the left, they look different than mine. They've got some Swiss chard, I see. Do you see anything that you like?
I just see plants.
Oh, you just see plants. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not Dr. Doolittle of the gardening world. So I
you of the growing of the snail. No, that's me. That's snail chaser, snail relocator. You are the chaser of the crawfish or the crawdads.
And the lizards.
And the lizards,
lots of lizards
too.
And frogs too.
You grow them rather well, Super Don. All right, well, when we come back, we're talking about insects here. What about the dead ones? Can you sell them on eBay for a good profit? I'm going to tell you about one such case. This is weird. Where did you find this? Really? They sell this on eBay for thousands of dollars?
Yes, sir.
Maybe we're going to have to, like, well, I don't know, cats and dogs, let them outside and then collect some.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I know why we have to break for commercials, but man, the show just goes on behind the scenes if you would only hear it. because the story we're about to cover is just like, it does. One segment doesn't do it justice, but there's only so much we can say about it, too. That's true. And it is a story about what you can sell on eBay. Now, we've been talking a little bit about mosquitoes earlier. I don't know if we bring up any other kind of bugs today, or is it just mosquitoes today with the Zika thing?
No, I think that's it.
All right. So of all the things you could sell on eBay, I guess you could sell a butterfly collection, right?
Yeah.
There are people that
collect butterflies.
Right. But this is the first. I've never heard of this. A man is selling dead fleas, F-L-E-A-S, fleas, on eBay for thousands of dollars.
There you go.
Yeah. Seriously. And apparently, we're looking at this and going, what? Who's in the market for a dead flea? I mean, people want fleas to die if they have them on their cats and dogs. Yeah. But who knew you could kill them and then dress them up and sell them on eBay? Dress them up? What do you mean dress them up? Well, apparently, there's a specialized kind of, I don't know if it's the same people that go to Comic-Con that collect the stuff. I don't know, because I don't know. The items up for sale are known as pulgas vestidas, yes. And I don't know if I said that right, or dressed fleas. Fleas, they dress fleas up. It's a lost Mexican folk art known to have been produced between 1880 and 1926. Now, do you think this, Captain Morgan earlier today posited that this may be why Donald Trump wants to build a wall, because he's afraid of dead fleas. I don't know if that's true.
I don't think it would work.
I don't think so. It's not going to keep the dead fleas out. But we have in homeopathic medicine the Latin name for the flea because it's a remedy. Do you know what the Latin name is? Because I've said it before.
No.
Okay. Pulex irritans.
And
doesn't that sound
like
a flea in Latin? It's a Latin name for the flea.
Okay.
And that's what we call a homeopathic flea. We take the flea.
A homeopathic flea?
Yeah, we convert it into a homeopathic medicine. It's absolutely in the Materia Medica. Pulex irritans. Look it up.
Homeopathic flea.
Yeah, homeopathic flea.
So what do you do with homeopathic flea?
Well, you would take it like any other homeopathic remedy.
But what is it for?
Oh, indications. Yeah, I mean, one of the things it can be used for, and we used to do this with our pets, our cats, long time ago when we first discovered it, that you can use it and they have an aversion. In other words, the fleas tend not to like those kitty cats or doggies when you give them Pulex irritans. They don't hang out as easily. You can also use them for the irritation associated with flea bites. And so that is a genuine homeopathic remedy. Now, you're not going to sell Pulex irritans even if you dress it up on eBay for thousands of dollars. It's relatively inexpensive.
Listen, for people who think that we're nuts for talking about this, it really honest to God, this is going on. And there are pictures. Have you seen the pictures of these fleas?
It's hard to imagine. The only thing I can see are little flea heads.
They literally, no, and this, I mean, listen, I have trouble not admiring the work.
It's very detailed.
On this, because they literally, they go in and they must use little tiny little tweezers and tools and stuff, and they have fleas that are dressed up like a married couple, you know, like a bride and a groom with a wedding dress and a tuxedo. And there was another one that had they were dressed like mariachi guys and stuff, little tiny fleas.
It's micro Barbie dolls, but made of fleas.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's one of those things where at first you're looking at it, you're going, oh, come on, what kind of crack are these people smoking, you know?
Yeah.
But then again, you look at it and it's like, wow, that really took some work there.
Yeah. But don't tell Hillary Clinton, because she'll, you know, basically spray them down, because she'll be afraid of something called the Flika virus next. That's where this is going. Just saying.
Dude, so. I just looked up another one. There's a little flea wearing a backpack.
A flea with a backpack? Does it have a baby flea in it?
No. I don't know.
A biology book? A physics book? Because Will
it's
Smith
real.
Will shoot it.
And, you know, the guy that's selling these things, I mean, he's making thousands of dollars for these dead fleas.
Wow. Who would have known? Oh, listen, if you can find a market and people are willing to pay you for it, more power to you. You're not hurting anybody except the flea. Right. I guess if people for the ethical treatment of fleas might get annoyed with this, but we've just reported on the story. We're not endorsing it. All right, folks, we got a lot more broadcast healing to go, including the SB 277 equivalent for Ohio. Stephanie Stock will drop by and talk about that, how to stop it happening there and in your state. Also, cupping. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.